goes in both ways. When I started believing Jesus, they were teaching us. That only, not only the preacher should be ready for Jesus. Also, the people should be ready to
receive.
Because Holy Spirit wants both sides to be ready. And He wants for all of us that we are that we go out of this place happy and filled up with the Holy Spirit. Many people go to churches, but they get not exactly what they need. And they blame the preacher that the preacher was not good enough. Or maybe the church is not good enough for
them.
Maybe the church is not that good behaving, or for the preacher is not good prepared. But from our side, we who receive that, we should be ready to listen. Whoever is preaching for me, I will be happy. Because I'm used to God's word and I know His Holy Spirit. It doesn't matter to
me.
Because God uses everything. Even the children. So many times we are, as grown ups, we are proud that we know why we are using a child preaching. But that shows our character. We are rebellious and we are proud. Because it's in the God's will that we should be humble and receive the Holy
Spirit.
And I say that because today is a special topic. And I want you to be ready for that. And if someone has other opinions, just please keep it in your mind and pray up. Because God is ready to reveal to everyone whatever they're asking for. Because He's here to help us. Actually, He's the Holy Spirit is on earth to help all the people to seek God. So today is the mission of the Kimbach today. And we are celebrating the coming of the Holy Spirit. And we are happy about what God did for the church, sending the Holy Spirit. That's why we celebrate always. And I see in your calendar, in Austria, Germany, that you have as a five. I'm really surprised.
Das hat mich sehr überrascht.
Wenn es noch da.
Gibt's in Albanien nicht.
I would like that.
Das werde ich auch gerne haben.
But this in kind of way, this shows also to the people that Holy Spirit came in this way. I can be happy with small things. Seeing just the calendar. Wow. So good. And from there I start to preach to the people. When I find it, it's good. From the calendar. Good point. Do you know why we are staying at home today? I'm going to draw. But also in church, it's good to make that more clear about the Holy Spirit. I'm the Holy Spirit. Because it's important that we are in contact and aware of who the Holy Spirit
is.
If you ask many Christians, who would say, I know the Father, I know the Son, Jesus, right? But about the Holy Spirit, they have not so many information. Not just only that, but not only that, but also not so many experiences. Because being honest, we hear more about Father, God the Father, and Jesus than the Holy
Spirit.
And when the time comes, like today, we start to preach about the Holy Spirit. And maybe we wait for next year to preach about it. I saw that in churches, wherever I was or I was preaching also. But it would be good that we go more deeply in this place. As you maybe remember, some weeks before I was preaching about the Holy Spirit, and that was to being ready for this day, actually. And when I saw myself in the Pentecost day preaching, that I will preach on Pentecost day. I like this topic. It's so much to say about the Holy Spirit, especially when you have experience. So now I won't go to this boring kind of time speaking about the Holy Spirit. It's not boring. That's why people are not coming, many people are not going to church because it's boring. And my question is, why is so boring going to church? Because for these people, it's real, it's boring. But I understand if someone has no experience with the Holy Spirit, it's supposed to be bored in church. And of course, if you have no relationship with God, your personal relationship with God, you'll be bored in church. Why are we expecting people to come in church if they're not, if we are not teaching them about the experience of the Holy Spirit? But it is the opposite, actually. It is boring without the Holy Spirit.
It is boring
without church. Actually, without God, I would be really good. Because I'm a curious person. And I want to learn more. I want to have more experiences. And all the experiences I tested in this world are not compared to the experiences of God. Really, I'm saying. Many people are having experiences with cars and different kind of things like men do. Well, I have not that kind of desire, actually. My desire is to have experience with God. And that is because I keep myself hungry about God. For God. Because if someone is not hungry, how can you feed someone if the mouth closed? So, if we want to have people in church and if we want to experience the Holy Spirit, we have to be hungry. And we should prepare people for coming to
God.
I shall take you on from this world. You know, I'm working with refugees, and there are many people who think people are not as soon as well. While I have been talking to someone from Russia, and about war and all different things. And always our conversation ending up with that. Then I said something about Russia, which is mentioned in the Bible. And I didn't know that they would be such a God.
And my wife is very hard.
I said, yes, Russia is in the Bible, and in this world that tried to kill Russia to do things like this, but not yet, because it's not the end of the time. So, they tried to kill, to destroy Russia, all these places like Iran and Russia, you know, with wars, and they want to make them quiet or destroy them, but they let them stay.
Also im Moment haben wir ja diese ganzen kriegerischen Auseinandersetzungen, wo also Russland besiegt werden soll, der Iran besiegt werden soll, aber das jetzt in der Zeit noch nicht geteilt gekommen ist.
But they will not be
destroyed.
They will not be
destroyed. Sie werden eben nicht zerstört werden.
Because it's not the end.
Es ist noch nicht das Ende der Zeiten gekommen.
It's other time in the
end. Es wird zu einer anderen Zeit in der Zeit.
And this young man will survive.
Und der Mann konnte das gar nicht fassen, dass es in Russland ist, in der Bibel.
And to come soon, soon in the
Bible.
I have a Bible in my
office.
And I said, you know, I'm not sure. You have to search about it. So a good Christian would say, okay, let's have a study Bible now with this not believer. Let's have a study Bible teaching.
Der Christ würde mich natürlich sofort anmachen und den Bibelvers finden, aber wenn jemand nicht gläubig ist, dann wollte ihm das auch nicht alles zusammen
geben.
Weil wenn jemand für ihn wirklich ernsthaft Gott zu suchen,
dann sollte ihm diese
Menschen einen Wunsch haben, einen Ältesten für uns Gott zu finden.
Und
dann wird Gott sich auch zeigen.
But maybe in the preachings you get not everything.
Und vielleicht bekommt ihr hier nicht alle Antworten, die ihr gerne bräuchtet oder hättet.
But for most of the experiences with the Holy Spirit and God, you have it in the
Christ. Weil die meisten Begegnungen oder tiefsten Begegnungen mit dem Heiligen Geist hat man, wenn man selber diese Welt und diese Bibel verdient.
And since I understood this point, since I understood, I started to say to God, God, I know nothing, I want to learn more. So some weeks ago I was preaching about the walk in the Holy Spirit. How can someone walk with the Holy Spirit or in the Holy Spirit if they don't know who's the Holy Spirit? Mark was mentioning from Acts 2 that the Holy Spirit came in. And then it says that the Holy Spirit came.
And that means that the Holy Spirit came.
Can say together, he was coming forever.
Das wollen wir zusammen sagen. Wir sollen zusammen sagen, der Heilige Geist kam für alle. Der Heilige Geist kam für alle.
As you know, the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament was for the kings, priests and prophets.
Also im Alten Testament lesen wir, dass der Heilige Geist für das Könige, die Priester und die Propheten kam.
And being honest, they have not that kind of experience or kind of knowledge about the Holy Spirit. But Jesus, in the end of his ministry, was teaching them more often about the Holy Spirit. And he was saying to them that he would be his advocate, his teacher, his trainer. But still, they didn't have that experience of they had to wait.
And he had to have
And he said, don't do anything else, but just wait for the coming of
the Lord.
With other words, without the Holy Spirit, you need nothing. It's important. If Jesus said that, okay. If I would say that, it's not good. But if Jesus said that, the better. Okay. He said, wait. Okay, he said that, like always, he surprises us, so we'll do that.
Und dann die Jünger haben das dann auch gemacht, weil Jesus hat immer diese Ideen, neue und überraschende Ideen, die haben gewartet, die haben getan.
Na, do you remember, 120 people were hiding in the upper room and
also in, vor dem Kommen des Heiligen Geistes waren 120 Leute, damit die Jünger in den Übergemacht.
Because the same people who appealed to Jesus didn't come for their mentor to
them.
I think also I would be afraid if I had someone out there that would come to me. But the reason why Jesus said that, wait for the Holy Spirit, that he would have
forgiven.
Now he comes with a religion. Because there was before the Holy Spirit and after the Holy Spirit. And here we have to be really more focused on this topic. When I'm speaking about the Holy Spirit, I'm not lowering down Jesus. Because since Jesus was appointed to do this ministry for saving many changes happened with Jesus. You remember, he was born from a virgin, and he was doing miracles. Miracles like no one. Miracles like no one. He died on the cross. He was
resurrected.
Many miracles now it's coming to fight for me. When the Holy Spirit comes, and then you will understand.
And when the Holy Spirit comes, then you will understand.
And you may say, okay, but that teaching is not all about welfare. But Jesus, I recognize that, and he said, you are not
understanding.
Okay. when he comes, the Holy Spirit
comes,
then
he goes.
That's why it's so important, the Holy Spirit. Even Jesus could not do that job that the Holy Spirit. While I'm speaking about the Holy Spirit, I want to mention something very important. Holy Spirit is not doing our job. Like someone you have next to you. And you need help to put in times. If you need wisdom, counseling, strength, need of knowledge, but you will be the one who
steps.
And many people are waiting that God does
it.
For them,
for
community. No, God did not.
Gott hat schon genug getan. Und jeder, der das auch sagt, soll Amen sagen. Er hat ganz viel schon getan.
Do you want me to repeat again what you okay.
Er hat genug getan.
He's waiting for us.
Er wartet, dass wir etwas tun.
Like I said, it's the Lord's
Prayer. Ich möchte noch viel, viel mehr darüber zu sagen.
And he's waiting for us. That we take that step first and go with God.
Wenn wir erwartet auf uns, erwartet von uns, dass wir diesen ersten Schritt
machen. And then the Holy Spirit.
Und dann wird der Heilige Geist alle Verpflichtungen machen.
And when we sleep, Holy Spirit is working.
Und auch wenn wir rutschen oder in den Weg abkommen, wird er uns wieder zurückbringen.
Wake up, Lord. It's not time to sleep.
Und der auch von dann geschläftig werden, Lüge, er will uns also motivieren, in Gang bringen. Und auch er wird uns gibt manchmal.
So be more open about the
deshalb halt offen für das Wirken des Heiligen Geistes in euren
Leben. You know that in the Christian world, in the churches, it is not everywhere.
Ja, und leider ist es in den Gemeinden tatsächlich so, dass wir diese Art, wie ja der Heilige Geist ist, wie er gesagt hat, einfach nur zufrieden werden. Das wird nicht funktioniert oder gewinnt.
Can we go through Acts 2 and 4?
Wollen wir noch in der Apostelgeschichte lesen?
This will be maybe the first time I'm speaking about the Holy Spirit comes to build them up and the Spirit I'm speaking to
them. Ich habe, glaube ich, das ist das erste Mal, dass ich diesen Vers, über diesen Vers predige, dass der Heilige Geist kam für alle und dass wir anfangen in den anderen
Herzen.
Vielleicht hast du das schon oft gelesen, dass sie in anderen Sprachen gesprochen haben.
as I'm saying, many churches have not a clear
relationship. Because you have to know that Peter was one of them zealots who were fighting for Israel. Jesus, he had the idea, he had everything, he knew how to preach. Jesus war ja mit Jesus gegangen, er kannte ihn sehr gut, er konnte aber auch ein guter Redner.
But when the Holy Spirit,
aber als er den Heiligen Geist empfangen hat, hat er gesagt, er hat eine Qualität, er hat eine Lektion und die Leute kamen zu sagen.
And Jesus said, the reason why I sent the Holy Spirit is because you have tested you in your work. And then we have so I will try to finish.
Okay. Ende kommen wir.
The Holy Spirit, it's not just for you personally, but it can change your life.
Also, der Heilige Geist ist gedacht für uns, für unser persönliches Leben, aber nicht nur, sondern schon auch für die Gemeinde.
The reason why I have the verse in Acts 2:4 is because people avoid this verse.
Ja, also ich habe es heute gewusst, diesen Vers auf Vorbereitung für 2:4 wollte ich einmal erst voranstellen, weil der hier gleich sehr entgangen ist. Und
they say all the times, too many times, to avoid the world. Many churches also believe that the apostles were only for the old
time.
Many churches also believe that the gift of healing was also for the old time. They try to change the Bible. No, this is not good enough. This was in the old time. That was not for us, that was for another.
But
if you have to change the Bible, because that what Jesus started to do, no man should stop. Because without the Holy Spirit and His gifts, the church will not be spiritual. We'll end it up only with 1 Corinthians 12 and we read the 8 verses. How many times do we see the Holy Spirit in a person?
Wie oft sehen wir den Heiligen Geist, in dem hier geschrieben wird?
Almost in every
place. Hast du hier den Satz heilig?
Do we see the name of Jesus there?
Sehen wir hier den Namen Jesu geschrieben?
No.
Nein.
It's the Holy Spirit.
Es geht hier um den Heiligen Geist.
Without the Holy Spirit, the church will not be here.
Es ist eben hier, sieht man, ohne den Heiligen Geist keine
Wirkung.
Kann man nicht Gemeinde bauen, wir hängen völlig von
ihm.
Ohne ihn wird es nur
auseinandersetzen.
Weil der Heilige Geist die Einheit wenn es nach uns geht, unsere Theologie wird, wir befruchten aufeinander.
People say you should listen to me.
Wenn
When I was in Albania one time, they gave us and they said, Lawrence, we have to move to go another place. Because the income, the money are less and less, and we have to move. I said to them, okay, thanks for your idea. God say, stay here. Church, we're in unity. Going to other place. But I disagree. And we stay and we set it to the
Lord.
Holy Spirit lives in such a place. I would like to have more about this coming of the Holy Spirit and the Christian intercession.
Yeah, ich würde sehr gerne noch mehr über den Heiligen Geist reden und das Leben erklären und lernen, also wir würden gerne und auch die Erfahrungen mit ihm machen.
One only people speak.
Ja, und dass wir dazu den Punkt haben, wir viel mehr von ihm
hören. I like this. I hope you received something today.
Und ich hoffe, dass ihr euch etwas mitgenommen habt heute.
Like I said, if you have questions,
und wir sind gerne hier nochmal mit euch zu reden, wer Fragen hat. Das ist die beste Weg, hier euch gemeinsam mitzunehmen. Wollen wir beten?
We thank you, Lord. You are everywhere. Everyone.
Herr, wir danken dir, dass du überall bist und dass du auch mit jedem Einzelnen von uns bist. Und die ganze Erde, der ganze Erdkreis und die Himmel gehören dir.
And we do.
Und wir gehören dir.
And we are open to you.
Und wir sind offen, Herr, dass du uns mehr schenkst.
We are hungry.
Wir sind richtig, dass wir mehr von dir
erfahren. We want to have more.
Wir wollen mehr mit dir erleben.
But not just that. We want to be
filled.
Here's your church. Because you prepare us for
yourself.
And you send us the Holy Spirit.
That we may be
empowered.
Dass wir die Kraft haben. Und es ist keine Vermutung, den Heiligen Geist zu empfangen.
Das ist so fun. So gut.
Es ist ein wunderbares Geschenk. Und auch diese Erfahrungen zu machen mit dir. Ich bin
das Wort.
Wir sind eine Familie. Wir danken dir, dass wir dich Vater nennen
dürfen.
Und in deiner Gegenwart sind wir frei. Wir können dir alles sagen.
was the
understanding.
Thank you for giving us such possibility.
Ja, danke für alle die Möglichkeiten, die wir haben in dir.
Lord, we thank you that we are not.
Ja, wir danken dir, dass wir nicht mehr Teil dieser Welt sind, und wissen, dass wir dir gehören. Und wir sprechen uns danach aus, Herr, dass wir hier mit dem Kultur mehr zu bekommen. Wir beten und hilfreich. Im Namen Jesus.